We'll do now the 31st Maimer in Maimorim Lukotim in Chelik Beis. And the Maimer is Va'era El Avrohom El Yitzchok Ve'El Yaakov Bekel Shaddai Ushmi Havaya Loi Noidaiti Lohem. This was said on the B'Sayayta Deshmaya in Shabbos Parshas Va'era Mevorchim HaChodesh Shvat Tovshin Lamed Hei. And then later on, this was printed in the Kuntres, in the booklet for Chav Dalet Tevis Tinose, in Tovshin Nun Aleph, towards the 24th day of Tevis, the day of the Histalkus Ilula of the Alter Rebbe. And the date when it came out was Chav Tevis Shnas Tovshin Nun Aleph Tinose. Va'edo el Avrohom el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov v'keil Shaddai. I appeared to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov with the name Keil Shaddai. But Ushmi Havaye, but my name Havaye, loy noidaiti lohem, I have not been known to them. So the Ovis only had the name of Keil Shaddai, that's how Hashem appeared to them, and the name of Havaya was not known to them. Peter Shurashi, Loin Ikarti Lohem B'midas Amitis Shali. So Rashi explains what this means is that the Eibishter did not appear to them in his true name. The name of Havaya, which is called the true name, that Hashem did not appear to them with that name. So the Rebbe Maharash in the Maimer, which begins with this opening with Vaido. What does it mean when we're saying that the name of Havaya is the name of Emes? The other names are not Emes. Harikol Shema Yisov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heim Emes. All the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are truth. Afal Piken Omer, and yet still he says Shadavke Shem Havaya Hu Midas Amitis, that specifically the name of Havaya is the true name, the true measure, the Midas Amitis. Gam Tzorich Lohavim Leidoch. Also, we have to understand, on the other hand, Mashakosu Rashi Shem Havaya Hu Midas Amitis, that the name of Havaya is the true measure. The name of Havaya seems to be higher than a measure, than a limited midah. Hare Shem Havaya Hu Shem Ha'etzem. The name of Havaya is the name, the etzem name of Hashem. Shalamayla Mimedido V'Hagbola, which is beyond, which is higher than any measure and limitation. Bava Pikin Oimer, and still the Pasik Rashi explains Shagam Shem Havaya, that also the name of Havaya, who Rak Midas Amitis Shaloi. It's a measure of Hashem's truth, it means a limited measure of truth, is the name Havaya. Midas comes Meloshin Midido Vahagbola, from the language of a measure and a limitation. So on one hand, how come only Havaya is considered truth? And on the other hand, the question is, why would Havaya be called a measure? It's Hashem Ha'etzem. Vayir b'hamaymer, so explains the maymer, Shagam Shem Havaya Hurak Ha'ore, that also the name of Havaya is only a Ha'ore v'lochein, Nikro Mido, and that's why it's called a measure. It's not the essence, it's only a measure. B'siyum HaMaimer. And at the end, so notwithstanding the fact that this is a Shem HaEtzem, but it's still only HaOreh. And that's why it's a Mido. At the end of the Maimer, he says, that in Shem Havaya itself, the Yesh Bechino Shalemaylo Mehagilui Davaya Achshuf. There's a level which is higher than the experience, and now the revelation, the Shem Havaya, there is a higher level. So from this it appears Shahagilui the Havaya Shayilosi Lovu Lamaila Memido, that the revelation of Havaya will be in the future is taken not gonna be Amido. Right now it's taken Amido, it's a limited, measured. But the revelation, the Havaya, the way it's going to be in the future, it's taken not Amido, it's higher than Amido, higher than Amido. We can tie this to that which the Alter Rebbe writes, Bal ha-hilula d'chov dalet tevis, the ones whose yard side the hilula is on the fourth day of tevis, the hatam al ze sheshem havaye loy noidaiti lo-ha-oves, what is the reason why take the shem havaye Loi noidaiti was not known to the others. Hulifi shaloi nitnat Torah lohem, because they didn't receive the Torah. Torah wasn't given to them. Begilu shem havaye hu alidei matan Torah, and the revelation of the shem havaye comes through matan Torah. So because they didn't have Torah, they didn't have the revelation of havaye. So apizeh yesh loimar. So based on this, we can say the kiv on shelo osi lovei. Since in the future to come, there's going to be the revelation of the inner part of Torah, which is higher than the measure. Now he's saying that the Shem Havaya hinges on Torah, but in La'osi Love is going to be the revelation of Pnimiyas HaTorah, which is higher than the measure of the revealed part of Torah. Lochein Gam Hagilu the Havaya Losid Love Yilamailam Mimido. That's why the revelation also of the Havaya in the future to come is going to be higher than a measure, is going to be the higher level of Shem Havaya. That's why the Maimer says that now the Gilu of Shem Havaya is Midas. It's like a measure. But Losid Love will be a higher level, which is connected to the fact that then there's going to be the Gilu of Pnimiyas HaTorah, and when there is the level of Torah, which is higher than measure, because Pnimiyas HaTorah is Ma'ala Medida, you also get the Shem Havaya, which is higher than Medida. Base. V'hinei, Zeh Sheve'eiru El Avram B'Kel Shaddai. What does it mean when it says, I appear to Avram with the Kel Shaddai? Where is this appearance that Hashem says I came to Avram with Kel Shaddai? U'mashu omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham b'mitzvas mila. That is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, by the mitzvah of circumcision, Ani Kel Shaddai yisalich lefonai v'hei yitom. The Hebrew says to him, I am Kel Shaddai. That's Hashem appeared to Avram by the mitzvah of Mila, saying to my Kel Shaddai, go before me and be complete, be whole. Da'gilui shehoyol Avram b'mitzvahs Mila, the revelation that was to Avram in the mitzvah of circumcision, hoyo bevadai gilui naile b'yosef. That for sure must have been a very elevated revelation. So we need to understand, therefore, Kemoish and Medayik by Maimer, as the Maimer questions asks over there, Hare Shem Shaddai Hoyo Gam B'Briyas Olam. The name Shaddai also was in the creation of the world. This seems not to be associated with such a great revelation like by Mitzvah Smila, even just by creating the world, there was the name Shaddai. Like we find in the Gemara, my diksiv ani kel Shaddai. What does it mean, ani kel Shaddai? The Gemara explains Ani hu shamarti le'olami dai. I am the one. I am one who said to the world, enough. Shehoyo rekia mis mateach v'hilach. The firmament, the rekia, was stretching and going, growing. Ad shegor bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omer lo dai. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled and said, enough. So, since we already are saying that this Kel Shaddai is associated with the Kriyas, with the Bria soil and creation of the world, Umahu Achidish Bazev, so what is the novelty? Bazev Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham, that Hashem says to Avraham, Ani Kel Shaddai, I am Kel Shaddai, the one that said die, but what is this? A great revelation that Hashem is saying to Avram Babris Mila Nikel Sad. Bilchaira, we could have possibly said, the Briya so Oilom, Hibedelech Helem Behester Habayram Manivra. In the creation, the world is created in a way of hidden and obscure, to obscure and hide the Boreh Mehanivra, that the Creator hides from the created being, so it's not visible. Vayidei shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Ani Kel Shaddai, but through HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Avraham Ani Kel Shaddai, Heir loy shem ze begilui, it shined to him. He shined to him this name openly. So, b'meila, the chiddush is here to find and reveal the name of Hashem, how Hashem is the Boreh, shouldn't be blocked from the Nivra, but to recognize the Shekel Shaddai. But the Rebbe says, Abu Meloshin ha-posik ani kel shaddai, from the posik language, I am Kel Shaddai, mashma sheba mira zu. It's mashma that by saying this, gila loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu inyan chodosh shelifnei ze loy hoyo ba'olam. Hashem revealed to him something, a new concept that wasn't in the world. Mizem buchach. So from this it's evident, shehagilui the shame, Shaddai shehoyo la'avraham, that this revelation of the name Shaddai, the host of Rome, is not just to reveal within the world, but it's a new revelation. That's a higher level than that which Hashem said, that we brought down from the Gemara, Kel Shaddai kid l'kam on Siv Gimel, and we'll see later on in Siv Gimel. So it's more than just revealing, so that the Boreh should not be hidden from the Nivra, the same Kel Shaddai. It's mashma that there is a whole new madrega here in the Kel Shaddai, which is more, which is a novel over the Kel Shaddai, which was said earlier. As the Rebbe will explain this again. And there is further evidence for this. The Isa b'Gemara. We find in the Gemara, we find different stages when Avraham recognized Hashem. The Gemara, it says, Ben Gimel Shonim Hikir Avraham Esbeire, that he was 3 years old when Avraham recognizes his creator. Uben Rambam Iso, and in the Rambam we find Ben Arboim Shona Hikir Esbeire, that he was 40 years old when he recognized his creator. The Oid Deya B'Medrash, there's an additional opinion of the Medrash, Ben Memches Shona Hikir Esbeire, that he was 48 years old when he recognized Hashem. Umevu Erbimokim Achar, it's explained elsewhere, She'enze Plukta B'Metzias. This is not a factual disagreement when it happened, but there's actually three different stages in the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kikamo v'kamo dargis bazeh, there is several steps in this. Ba'al pizeh, So according to this, Be'im Noimar, if we shall say, Shebamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvraham Ani Kel Shaddai, that when Hashem says to Avraham, Ani Kel Shaddai Nizgal Eloi Rakho Elokus Shebehabriya, that all that took place, that it was revealed to Avraham, the godliness that is within creation, Sha'amarti Lo'ilomidai, the word died that I said to my world enough, so it's the shadow of creation, Tzorich Lo'imar. Then we have to say, Zeh Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avraham, V'yosei Ben Tzadik Teishono, Ani Kel Shaddai. So this is what the Eibishter tells Avraham at the time when he's 99 years old, when he did the bris, I'm Kel Shaddai. Av shekamo v'kano shonim lifnei zehikir esbeirehu. Who? So, but the creation, the recognition of Hashem, we know came a lot earlier, many years beforehand. Memches, mem. And yet, the first time we have this Ani Kel Shaddai when he was 99 years old, and would say that Shemekoidem Hikir Es Boire Alpi Hechrech HaSeichel. For then he recognized the Eibishter up till 99, based according the way it's forced out by intellectually, that is, we have to say there is Hashem. That's a intellectual recognition. That is not the same to the knowing and to the recognition from which Hashem reveals from above, and that's why it's a much higher level. So the difference that will be between 99 and what happened before is Hashem says to him, Ani Kel Shaddai, the relation of above. Avo mizeh sha'amar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ani Kel Shaddai. He's saying to him, Ani Kel Shaddai, b'loshon chidush, that this is a novel. Hashem is saying, I am Kel Shaddai. Mashma. So it appears it's not just that then he got it through above a higher level, but it's mashma shebamira zu gila loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu inyan chodesh liyodam mekodem. It seems like the Eibishter revealed to him something new that he didn't know from before. That seems to be the idea of Ani Kel Shaddai that Hashem is saying to Avraham. So basically, the Rebbe wants to say that while there is Ani Kel, while there is Kel Shaddai in Briyas Olam, the Ani Kel Shaddai from Eibishter says to Avraham by Bris Milah is not just revealing the Kel Shaddai that was in the Briyas Olam, the Lakus over there, because then we would have to say the difference between 99 and before when he got Kel Shaddai was just this Kemil Milah, and other ones was according to the Hechrech HaSeichel. But the Rebbe's extra evidence is from the fact that Mashma Kel Shaddai is something new he didn't know before. Gimel. The idea is kimavur b'hadrushim, as explained in the Maimonides. The b'shem Shaddai shnei perushim. In the word Shaddai, there is two interpretations. Sha'amarti lo'olami dai. I said to my world, stop, enough. As we said before, the rakia was going and going until the Ibsha said die. And also, v'shedai be'elikusi l'chol bria. Die, there is enough in my godliness. I have enough for all created being. V'achiluk ben shnei ha'pirushim ho'yonim hu. What's the difference between these two interpretations, these two concepts? Is hein b'pirush dai, is both how to translate the word dai, v'hein b'ho'inyan, and also in the idea about what the word "die" talks of. Lahapirush Shem Shaddai, who shall marti la'olam idai, according to the interpretation that the name Shaddai is to say to the world, Dai. Tevas Dai midaberes le'ha'olam. The word Dai is speaking to the world, saying the world enough. Shamarti le'olam idai. I say to the olam, talk to the olam, say enough. Upirush Dai. What is the meaning of the world? Dai hu hagabola. That's a limitation. Sha'olam yihya behagabola. V'lo yihya nimtach v'hoylech. So that the world should be with a limit and not stretch and keep on going, not limitless. That is a limitation. Talking to the world and saying, stop. Ulahapiru sheshem. Shaddai hu Shaddai belakusi l'chobriya. But according to the interpretation that the meaning of Shaddai is that there is enough in my godliness for all creation, Tevas Dai medaberes lelakus. The word Dai talks to the godliness. Shaddai belakus l'chobriya, that there is enough godliness. Dai, enough godliness, talking to God in for all creations. Upirush Dai, and what means enough? Huribu Godl B'Yoser. It's talking about a tremendous amount, a very great amount. Shehu Dai Umasu L'Chol B'Riya, that it's sufficient enough for all creations. Val Derech, similar to the word that we use, we say Dei Machsoirei. To give him sufficient of what he lacks, that he is lacking, which means there's enough to fill all lackings. Ribuy Godl, which means there's so much, there's a lot. Shememali kol machsoire, that fills all of his needs, which means afilu sus lirkev olov, even if he needs a horse to ride on. The Eved Lorutz Lefanov, and a horse to run before him. That's that you have to provide the person what his needs are, which would include even the horse to run, to ride on, and a slave to run ahead of him, which is a tremendous amount. That is enough. There's enough. So, this level of Dai talks about a tremendous, tremendous increase. The Rebbe says, but however, even though it doesn't really mean limitless, because you have to only give him what he's lacking, but not make him rich. V'hagam, and although, shagam de machsede, hu b'hagbola, even what he's lacking is still a limit. Day machsede enough that he's lacking, but vi ato mitzuba olav la ashrei, but you're not commanded to make him wealthy. So that's we're learning from machsede. Had goshe b'day machsede he loy al hahagbola el al haribu shememaliko machsede. The emphasis when we say enough that is lacking is not the limitation, not to make him rich. But the day machsoire means the ribui, and the many, and the lot, how much, the excess that can fulfill kol machsoire, all that he needs. This is the taich of day machsoire. Zehu achidush beveiro el ha'ovis bikel shaddai. This is the novelty when we say that the Eibishter appeared to bikel shaddai. Maschil b'Avrom, Maschil b'Avrom, beginning with Avram Shomar Nemar Loi, and Ikel Shaddai, Legabe Shem Shaddai Shoye Babria, relative to the name of Shaddai that was in the creation, the Shem Shaddai Shoye Babria Shoylom, who Al Shem Shomarti Lelomidai. The name of Shaddai that was in the creation of the world was based on the on the idea that the Eibishter said to the world, enough Hagbola. B'shem Shaddai shenizgal el Avram, and the name Shaddai that was revealed to Avram, v'chein liYitzchok liYakiv, and the same to Yitzchok and Yaakov, who al shem Shaddai belakusi lechol b'riyo, that there's enough in my godliness for all creation. That's the level of increase of access of Allah. Dalit. Now, notwithstanding, the Rebbe says that the name of Shaddai is not limitation, but increase. Lot represents there is enough. Still, it's not the level of Havaya. Also, this revelation of Kel Shaddai that was revealed to the Oves Al Shem Shaddai Bela Kusi Lechol Bria, the fact that because that there is enough in my godliness for all creation, hulamato magilu de shem havaya, is still below the revelation of the shem havaya. But eira el ha'ov is bekel shaddai, because the pasuk says I appeared to the ovis with the name shaddai, ushmi havaya loy noydai tilahem, but the name havaya I was not known to them. Mevuer b'hadrushim, so explains in the Maimorim. Shebahagilu the shame Shaddai al shame Shaddai belakusi lecholbriya. In the revelation included in the name of Shaddai, that there is enough godliness Shaddai belakusi for all creation. Nichlol gam inyan hanisim, that also includes miracles. All this is the concept of miracles. The kivon she inyan dai belakusi lecholbriya. Since we're saying that there's enough in my godliness, enough for every all creation, hu al derech de machseiro, which means it's similar to the, we say that's sufficient what he's lacking. Shepirushu hu machse yechseloi, that the meaning is what he lacked, what is lacking to him. Harei muvan, so it's understood, shegam kishahabriyas kol briya yitztarchul nes, that also when creations, kol briya, because we're doing all Briya for everyone. So sometimes there's a situation that the Briya needs a miracle. Yitztarchul nes. They have a need for a miracle. Dai b'ha l'kuz d'shem Shaddai. So there is sufficient in the godliness of the name Shaddai l'malis lahem gam chisodin zeh, to fulfill also that lacking. Elo sh'anisim hanim shochim m'shem Shaddai, the miracles that come from the name Shaddai, Heim Nisim Hamuluboshim Beteva, those are miracles that are dressed up in nature. Vanisim Shalomailu Mahateva, and the miracles that are beyond the nature, Hamshachosum Humishem Havayim, they come from the name of Havayim. So Nisim Beteva is from Shem Shaddai. And nisim that are higher than nature is from Shem Havayah. Sorry, Lohavin. So, L'chayre, we need to understand it. Since we're giving Kol Briya what they're lacking, sometimes the need would be for a miracle which is beyond the nature. So, why are we limiting Kel Shaddai only to the miracles of nature? Sorry, Lohavin, L'chayre. It would seem that zeh habriyah srichem l'neis, this that the created being need a miracle, who loy rak bichdei l'hoishia lahem be'eis sarosom, not only to help them in the time of their troubles, okay, yitzibay and similar, elagam bichdei sheyegila likiz kuz ba'ilom, but we also, they need a nes, is so that there should be godliness revealed in the world, and since the miracles that are dressed in nature, because they're dressed in nature, yeshmokim litoz, there is room to make a mistake. Shem teva, you might think they're teva. V'ikero inyan degila lekus ubinusim shalamaylo mahateva. The main revelation of godliness is in such miracles, which is higher than nature, had a bidei machseire nichlolim lechere. So when we're giving you enough, what you're lacking should also include nichlolim lechere, that should also seemingly also be included in there is included gam hanisim shalemayla mahateva, also the miracles which is higher than nature. Ba'ava bikein hamshoch hasanisim shalemayla mahateva he davke al yidei gilushim avaya, the extension of the nisim from beyond nature, we're saying is not through the keshem Shaddai, that's only through the Gilu Shem Avai. Hey, Yuvan Zebahagdim, we'll understand this by introducing Shegimbul in Yonim Hanal. These three aspects that we had discussed before. Shem Shaddai, Al Shem Shomarti Lelomidai, the name Shaddai because I had said enough for the world not to extend. Shem Shaddai, the name Shaddai Hashem, second one, Hashem Shaddai Belakusi L'chol Bria, that Hashem said there is sufficient in my godliness for all creation. And also, B'Shem Havaya. And the name of Havaya, the higher level, L'Ina Daiti L'Hem, and the name of Havaya, Heim B'Kelim, these are in the Kelim, and Be'oir Hashayich L'Kelim, the light which connects, which has a connection to Kelim, U'Be'oir Shalemayla Meshayichus L'Kelim, and in the light which is higher than having a connection to the Kelim. So these are the three levels, Kelim, the light which is Shayich to Kelim, and the light which is higher than Kelim. But in who the idea is to say she is havus ha'ilam b'midogvul. This that the creation of the world is with a measure and a limit. Shemarti la'ilam idai. I said to my world sufficient. Hu lefi she is havus he al yidei hakelim. That is because creation is through kelim, through the vessels. His avus atzma, the creation itself, which is habriya ma'ayin liyesh, to create from ex nihilo into existence, he meha'er, that comes from the light, not from the kelim. Da'agam sheis havus he bekoyach ha'atzmus. So how could we even say that the oir, which is a shine from the Atzmos, creates, but the Atzmos itself is what creates, only Atzmos. So, but the oil, because it's me'ein hamoil, can create. Hagam she'is havusi b'koyach ha'atzmos. Although creation is within the power of the Atzmos, shehu levadi b'koyach v'yicholtei livrei yesh me'ayin. It's only Hashem alone with his power and his ability he can create. Yesh me'ayin mekol mokayim, but still, kivon sheha'oyir hu ke'en ha'moyir. Since the light that comes is similar to the luminary, to the source, l'chein, kam ha'oyir yesh b'koyach ha'his habus. So therefore, also the oyir has the power of his habus. So, lepeil mamesh, his havus comes from oir, but the keli limits that the oir shouldn't be a creating bligvul, but a limit. Elosh, his havus, k'moishahu mitzad oir, the creation as it is from the oir, he bebechinas bligvul. That's in the level of unlimited. Ubichdei, in order for the creation to be with a measure and a limit, that is through the dressing up the light in the kelim. This is what we're saying, that the name of Shaddai, in the context that I said, the lomidai is in the kelim. Because the idea, the concept of limitation in the world, who al yidei hakelim, that comes through the kelim, shemagbilim, they limit as is Pashtus Oir, the expansion of the Oir is the Dai, the limitation comes through the Kid. Then the Inyan Shem Shaddai al Shem should Dai Belakus Lechol Birya, that the idea of the Shem Shaddai, that there's enough in my godliness for all creation, Hu Behoir. That's in the level of the Oir. Shehispashtus Vagilu Delakus, the expansion and the revelation of godliness, which is Inyan Oir, that's the concept of Oir. That's sufficient for all creation in the level of his pastures and gilui. That's the level of oyer. And we can say shakavon b'chol bria. We say there is sufficient for all creation. What does it mean, all bria here? Whether it is for the created being that are on the highest level, very elevated, most elevated, that the expansion and the revelation of godliness maspiko memales, it's sufficient and it fills gam es machseidom shel nivroim achi elyonim, also the lackings of those created are who are on the highest level. There's enough hispashus and enough gilui for the highest level. But also, on the other hand, the hein the nivroyim achitachtoinim, also to the created being that are on the lowest level, koilel eilu shein bem shum maila, which would include, when we talk about the lowest level, such created being that have no advantages, no maila, behem rak b'riyas ba'alma. They can just be, they're just created being alone, that's it. They don't have any greatnesses, any specialty. It's just, they've been created. So that the expansion and the relation also extends to them. And we can say, the mahaloshin shedai belakusi l'cho b'riyo, the fact that he uses the lashon that there is sufficient in my godliness for bria, for all creations, mashma, it's actually mashma shaha ikir hahad gosha b'day belakusi l'chol bria hi. So what is the main emphasis when it says there's enough in my godliness for l'chol bria is shudai gam l'nivroim achip chusim shem briyas ba'alma, that is sufficient also for the created beings who are on the lowest level, Shehem, Briyas Ba'alma, they're just created being. That's why Loshen L'chol Briya, even for the Briyas. B'yashloimah Habir B'zeh, we can say the explanation in this. D'zeshu Dai Belakuse Gamli Nivroim Achin Ailim. It's not such a big chiddush, not such a big deal, that there is sufficient in godliness also for the greatest creations of the greatest level. Ein ze chidush v'ilu kol kach, that's not such a novelty, it's not such a greatness. The kiv on shegam hanivroim achi elyonim heim mugbolim, because even the created being who are on the elevated, which are the most elevated level, they're still limited. Haregam hagilu shudayu maspik navroim achi nailim, so also the revelation which is sufficient enough for the highest level of creations, hagilu mugbal, it's still a limited revelation. And the main novelty and the main advantage is shudayu belakusay gam lehanavroim achi tachtoinim, that there is enough godliness even for the created who are lowest. That the fact that the light of the expansion, the revelation of godliness, nimshach gam b'nivroyim achitach toinim, that if you, that you should be able to bring down the lowest, also in the lowest levels, she'ein tachton lamatim mehem, which there's nothing lower, into the lowest already, there's nothing lower than them, moira, that points to the fact, she'ein sofu b'ligvul, that there's no end and he's limitless. That's why he can go down to no tachlis. So there's a greater novelty in coming down into the lowest place, because that's really points to the fact that he has no limitation. That's why he can come down to the lowest place. The fact that he can go to the highest place, but even the highest level is still a mugbal. So it's not such a chiddush. Chol bria, that there's sufficient chol bria means even into the lowest place. And how could you go down the lowest places? Because there is no limit, and it's ain't safe and no limitation. He can come down also into the lowest level. B'yashloimar, we can say, d'zeh u'mashik kosu b'hamaymer huvalil sivbeis, that is what it says in the Maimer, which is brought down before in Sibbeis, Shagilui the shame Shaddai Shahoyo Lavrom, who gilui chodo shaloi hoyo lifnezer gam behelam. That the name of the shame Shaddai that was Tavrom is a new revelation that wasn't before behelam. Kibriya sa oilom bemido guvul hi al yidei shahoyr nislabish bekelim. Because the creation of the world, that it was created with a measure and a limit, was that the oir was dressed up in the kelim. Shemak bilim es ispashtus oir, that they limit the expansion of the light. And now that we're saying the second, the revelation to Avram, that there is enough godliness for Bria, for every Bisha, his Pashtus Shalohi Biligvul, that talks about that the expansion is unlimitless, without any limit. Hu al yidei gilu oir habligvul, that is through the revelation of the unlimited life, Shalomailom, his Lapshus Bekalim, which is higher than the Kalim. So it's Lechere, it's a totally new light, which is way beyond the light that we experienced before you experienced a limited light, and here we're experiencing a light which is a much higher madrega, something new. Before was limitation, the air is mag, the keil is magbud the air, and here it's coming to chol bria, that the light of the bligvul, which is higher than slapshus became. Bav. Hinei. Mizeh sheshnei ha'inyonim. So the fact that these two ideas. First of all, shamarti lo lo midai, the limitation. Lagbola. And v'shedai be'lakusi l'chol bria, the I have enough godliness for all creations, which is the bligvul. Oysu Hashem. They're both in the same name, Shaddai. Move on. It's understood, Shem Shayochim Lozeh, that there is a connection between them. These two interpretations. Kizeh Shehoinyan Daibe Lekusi Lechol Bria, because this, that there is sufficient in Gadlin for Bihu Alidei Gilui Ho'oir Habligvul Shalamailim Islapshur Bekelim, that is through the revelation of the light of the believable, which is higher than dressing up in kelim. It does not mean that the light itself, as it is in its place, reveals lemaila mekelim, higher than kelim. If that was the case, that the oir habligvul was able to come as it is and higher than the world, because then the limitation and the measure of the world would have been nullified. Elo, but rather the hagam sha'oir nislabish became. That it's still, even though the oir does dress up in the kelim, shal yideis and nas hagbolo. And that way, through the kelim, it becomes limited. That makes the limitation in the expansions, in as far as creation. And yet, as it is connected to the revelation of godliness, how much godliness will be revealed through that hagbolah in creation, with regards to godliness, it will be limitless. As the oir is higher by itself, as it's higher than dressing up in kelim, the sufficient in my godliness for all creation. To add to this, the zeh shegilui ha'oir shelamaylo mahakelim. That this, that the revelation of this oir, which is higher than kelim, huba oifun, it comes in a way shehagilu de ha'oir hamislabesh udai l'chol b'riyah. That the revelation of the light that dresses up is sufficient for all creations. Who? Because also the oir itself, which is higher than the kelim, the shem Shaddai, that's in the name of Shaddai, in according to the chobriya, who oir hashayich loilumis, that is still the light which has a connection to the world. Shaddai belakusi lechol b'riya, there is enough in my godliness for all creation. As explained in the Maimorim, the Shem Shaddai, al Shem Shaddai belakusi lechol b'riya, ubemokar ha'hishtalshlus, that the name Shaddai, that is sufficient in godliness for all creation, that's the source of ishtalshlus. The Be'inyan ha-sviris, what we talk about in the idea of the sviris, hu chitzonius ha-keser, that is the external of keser, shehu sheirish ha-netzolim, which is the root of those that were netzal. That's in the level of sviris, un be'orin sof shelifnei ha-tzimtzum, and when we talk about in the level of the Oir in Sof, which is before the Tzimtzum, who ha'oir sheshir ba'atzmai l'hoir b'midogvul, that is the light that he imagined by himself to shine in a measure and a limit. V'lochein l'achare shenimshecha mimenu ha'orah. So therefore, after a shrei extends from the Ein Sof, she mokar mamish lahav veis es hanivroim, which becomes mamish a mokar to create nivroim, oir hamislabish bekelim gilu oir zeh shalamaylo mishtalshlus, which means the revelation of this light, which is above Ishtalshlus, but is connected to Ishtalshlus, this does not reject the Ha'ore, it shines in it, and through it, in the creations that were created from it, and it's able to impact and elevation. That means because it is still connected and it has some shaykhah, so that's why when there is the mokir, is able to doesn't reject the hara, but it shines through it and the poil boil. Oy Zion. V'zehu hachiluk ben shem Shaddai v'shem Havaya. So now we explain that the shem Shaddai, even da nikel Shaddai, is the oir which is higher than oilamois, but it's shaykh l'oilamois. But the shem Havaya is totally higher than the world. V'zehu achilik ben shem Shaddai v'shem Havaya. This is the difference between the name Shaddai and the name of Yudke Vavke, the Shem Havaya, the Shem Shaddai Shayich Lo'ilum Eskinal, because the name Shaddai is connected to to the worlds, as we said before. V'shem Havaye, and the Havaye hu l'maylo m'shaychus lo'ilum, that's above, that's higher than having a connection to the world. Okay, my merazal, as our sages of blessed memory said, ad sh'loi nivra ha'oilom hoya hu u'shmei bilvad, that before the world was created, was he and his name alone. So there was a name, it was the Shem Havaya was there before Olamos. It has nothing to do with Olamos, because the Shem Havaya is not connected to the Olamos. The Zeh Sheshmoi Shem Havaya, this, that his name, which is, we're talking about when we say Hoyahu Shmoi. Shmoi, his name is the Shem Havaya. Why was it before the world was created? Who? Because he's beyond being connected to the Olamos. Because be'etzem he is not connected to the world, so even after the world is created, there is not and relationship in a revealed way. Therefore, even after the world was created, when in the world shines the revelation of the name of Havaya, what's the way it's revealed? It's not that it reveals according to the way of the world to fit in, to match up with the world. The Eir itself is revealed independently of the world in which it shines. It's not fitted to the world, but rather it just shines on its own. So based on this, we can say, explain the reason that we said before, that the nisim that come from the name Shaddai are dressed in Teva, the nisim that come from Shem Havaya are not dressed in Teva. The reason for the fact that Shani Simanim Shochim Shem Shaddai, the miracles that came from the name Shadehem Luboshim Beteva are dressed in nature. Vanisim Hanim Shochim Mishem Havaya, the Nisim that come from the name Havaya, Hem Lemailu Mateva are beyond nature. Kiniskali Yosiv Dalez. So now we understand, because it depends on the Oir where it comes from. Ki Ha'Oir Hashayich LeOilamois. The Oir that has a connection, the name Shaddai, it's an Oir. It's a tak an Oir bligvul, but it is connected to worlds. Oifen hagilu shaloihu, the way it is revealed. What's the way the Oir Shaykh Loilmis is revealed? Hu shohu meiru poil beha ha'ore, that it shines and it impacts the ha'ore. Shenasis Mokir Lahavis and Ibrahim, it becomes a source to create Nivroim. So the Gilui of the Oira Shaykh Lo'ilamis dresses up and it works inside the Ha'ora to create the world. V'lochena Nisiman Mshochim Mishem Shaddai. So therefore, the nisim that come from the name Shaddai, al shem, Shaddai belukusi l'chol b'riya, b'riya, that the fact, because there is sufficient in my godliness for all b'riya, heim l'boshim b'tava, they're dressed in nature, because that's the gilui of the oir of shem Shaddai, is inside, is as a moker to the habes nevroim, and it reveals itself inside the Nivroim, and therefore it's dressed in, therefore it's dressed, is dressed in Teva. But the Oir, which is higher than having a connection to the world, which is the name Havaya,
Oifan hagilu shaloihu shemizgale hoiratzme. The way that that shine, that revelation is, that the oir reveals himself, velochein, and therefore, hanisin hamnim shochem mishem havaye, hem lomaila mataba. Therefore, the miracles that come from shem havaye are beyond taba. So, the gilui of the oir, which is shaykh to oilum, shem shaddai, is in world, and that's the way it's revealed. That's why it's nisim, which are melubish with taba. The gilu of the oir shaykh is oilum, is the gilu oir atzmoi. And therefore, the Nisim are also not connected to Teva. According to this, we can explain the reasoning. Alze shahagilui elikus shal yidei hanisim shalamaylo mehateva, that the revelation of godliness, which is through miracles that come beyond tava, hu lemaylo midei machshoyde, they are beyond what he may be lacking. Because before we said, we questioned, since we're saying lechol idai, that is enough, lechol briyosai, for everything that they're lacking, reili sivdalid, That is the idea that they the pasuk that he quotes over there, that the Eibishter gives everybody day machsoidei. So the Rebbe asked, but what about a person who needs a miracle? Why isn't that day machsoidei? He needs a miracle. But now that we're explaining that this is a level which is totally higher than dressing up in the world, it's not a inyan of day machsoid, it's an inyan of ashirus. Because when we talk about an oir which is connected to the world, shayich loimar over there, it applies to say, the kasher hoir einay meir b'hoilom, when that light does not shine in the world, hoilom uchasar, then you're missing something. And then when it shines openly, so that makes up and fills that which was lacking. But this that does not really shine in the world, which is, that's the oir, which is above having a connection to oilomos. Ein zechisorin b'ha'olam, in the world is not lacking. Mikivon she'er ze einay shayich elo, that light isn't shayich to the world, so it's not lacking. It'd be lacking the world. V'am shochas oir ze, and to bring down this light, huloi milui hachisorin, it's not to fill the lacking. Elo ashirus, that's wealth. Bekivon shanisim shelamayla mahateva nimshochim mehaoir shelamayla mishaychus loilumus. And since the miracles that are beyond nature come from the light which is above, having a connection to the world, from that level of the oir of hoyuhu shmei bilvad, from the light which is beyond the connection of the world, lochein hagilu dinisim elu, the revelation of these miracles, huloi milu chisorn, it's not filling something which is lacking, ela ashirus, that becomes wealth. So it's not de machseira. You can't say, well, the person is lacking this, because this is not lacking, because this is beyond the world. And if to get that, that's a level of ashirus. Ches. Mam shirba maimer. So the Maimer continues over there. Dalpi haniskor le'il, that based upon that we would mentioned earlier, shehagilui de keil shadei lehaovis hu lemailo mishem shadei shohoye bahabriya, that the revelation when it says that he revealed himself, Eidel Avram Bekel Shaddai, is higher than the Kel Shaddai that was when Hashem created and he had to say the Omer Lailomi die. The Shem Shaddai Shohoyo Bahabriya. The Shem Shaddai was in the creation while Shem Shomarti Lailomi die. Because I said to my world enough. The Shem Shaddai Shinizgala Lohovis. But the Shem Shaddai that was revealed to the forefathers. Who Al Shem Shaddai Belukus Lucho Biriya. That comes because Hashem has sufficient for all creation. The Mishem Ze Nimshochim Nisim Milamaila Mahateva. So from the name Shem Shaddai comes Nisim that Taka higher than Teva, Elo Shehem Mulaboshim Beteva, but they're dressed in Teva. So seems like the Shem Shaddai that the Ovis had is a pretty strong and powerful level. It's a level of Nisim. It's Nisim, but it comes down in Teva. So, why is only the Shem Havaya, which is totally higher than worlds, called Midas Amitis? Tzorich, Lovin, Ed Yeser Adik. We have to understand even more. The question, Shabbat Chilas HaMaimer, that is the beginning of the Maimer. Shadav Keshem Havaye Hu Midas Amitis. Over there he says that specifically the name Havaye Loi Nirgales Midas Amitsili. Eich Shaykh Loi Marsha Oir Shalomaila Ma'ilumis. Verak Shaykh Loimis. How could we say that the Oir, which is above worlds, only it's connected to the world, Eine Emes Chazashol, is not really true? How could you say that? So he introduces this by, explains this by introducing the Hashroa Sashchina Beis HaMikdosh Shohoi B'mokim Gashmi, that when the Shechina rested in the Beis HaMikdosh, which was in a physical place, Yeshnam Beizdeyas, there is two opinions. Whether the Shechina actually was there, or there was just a means to which the Jewish people can reveal, but it wasn't really there. There's Das HaRambam, the Das, the opinion of the Rambam, Chenu Das HaRasag, the Rav Sadia Goyen, and the Radak, Ve'oid, Kimuvu Ba'amaymer, has brought in the Maymer, the Kiv, on Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Eine Begeder Mokim, since Shakodesh Baruch is not defined in place, Lachain ein shayich loymar shahashros hashchina hoyso b'mukoyim hamigdash atzme. Therefore, we can't say that the resting of the shchina was in the place of the mikdash itself. But from these lapshus, we can't say that the shchina came down in the place. It's not place. Is not a vehicle for Hashem. Hashem is not space. So how could we say that Hashem Himself came down in the place of the Mikdash? So they say, no, Hashem did not come down himself by for the slapsh that he dressed up in the Mokom HaMikdash. Ki'im, but rather, Shemokom HaMikdash Hu Mukhshar, but rather that the place of the Mikdash is a place prepared, She'yiyal Yodei Gilu Elekus L'Yisrael Shebo'ol Shom. That through the Beis HaMikdash there is a revelation of godliness to the Yidden. When they came to there, Sholish Pam Yeroa, when they came there, so the Yidden were able to get a revelation of the Shekhinah, but not that the Shekhinah was there itself. Example for this. Valderech Ksivas Seichel Al Yidei Etzbois Hayat. Similar to when you write something intellectual and you use your fingers of your hand. So it doesn't mean the seichel goes through your hand to write the idea, but the hand itself does not become a place, a place where the intellect rests over there. Shayad huirakim tsoi Shal yodon nimshach haseichel. The hand is merely an intermediary through which the seichel is extends b'derech mavir. It passes through. Av shayad atzmo einei maseges haseichel. The hand itself does not grasp the seichel, is not understanding the seichel. It just goes through the hand. That's the opinion of those mentioned earlier. But that's what Ramban. The opinion of the Ramban is. The way the Shekhinah came in the Beis HaMikdash, it dressed up in the Beis HaMikdash. The revelation was in the Mikdash itself. It didn't just go through the Mikdash, but it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Similar to the intellect that it rests in the mind and the brain. The intellect is dressed up in the brain, and the moich masigas haseichel grasps the seichel. And the decision in the Hasidic teaching is kidasi kidas Ramban, is like the opinion of the Ramban that the Beis HaMikdash is the actual place of the resting of the Shekhinah. Like the seichel rests in the moyach l'hoir, just to point out, shebichlal hamayle, generally speaking, hamayle shebihislapshus hibinegeir lahatachten. The advantage when we say that it dresses up is as it pertains to the lower one in which it comes down. But if you consider the Hamshocha itself as it pertains to what is coming down, Hamshocha shebederech ma'ivir hinailis yoser meha Hamshocha shebederech hislapshus. When it comes through in a way, passes through, is greater than the Hamshocha which is in the derech hislapshus. When the Hamshocha dresses up in the lower, he misamtsemes umishtanes kifia klish latachten. Then it gets restricted and it changes according to the vessel of the lower one to fit in there. So that Hamshocha needs to fit in inside of the keli in which it dresses up. So that means that it needs to be restricted and it's changed. As opposed to when it just passes by, it does not really restrict itself so much. As also understood from the above examples, from the seichel in the hand, or the seichel in the brain, that the advantage of the seichel dressing up in the brain, that is as it pertains to the brain, that the brain understand, grasp the seichel. However, but as it pertains to the seichel, al yidei shehaseichel mislabesh b'moyach hagashmi, through the seichel dressing up in the physical brain, nase boy tzimtzum v'hakeshome, that makes in that seichel becomes a restriction and a materialism. Ubeksiva seichel al de'etz boy sayad, but when you write the seichel through the fingers of the hand, eina seichel mishtana al de'etz boy, the seichel does not change through the fingers. Kibavur badroshim, as explained in my, so therefore, as far as the recipient, the tachten, his lapshus is a greater advantage. But as far as the hamshocha sa'ir, in order to come down to the tachten, it has to change. It's a bigger mila when it goes through only b'derech ma'vir. K'mevur b'hadrushim shemedabrim b'inyan ma'vir v'his lapshus, as explained in the Maimorim, which talk about the concept something just passing by or dressing up. The kesha hamshochei b'derech hislapshus, When the Hamshach is in a way that it dresses up, he misyacheses lahalavush, then it relates to the garment. As opposed to when the Hamshach is only passing through. As explained over there in the Kutat Torah, the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Luchutz Loretz, as far as the Hamshocha comes there from above. Shebuchutz Loretz, Ninchutz Hamshocha Sasheva Mimalchus de Atzilus, the flow of the Shev Malchus de Atzilus, Kemoshihi Milubeshes, Bimalchus de Bria Udi Yitziram. And as it dresses up in Malchus of Bria and then Yitzira, he al yidei she mislabeshet b'Malchus da'asiya. That is by dressing up in Malchus da'asiya. B'lochein shayich hashefa l'Malchus da'asiya. So where is the flow coming from? It's coming from Asiya because it was all his slapshus. It dressed up in Malchus of Asiya. So therefore, it's a shefa of Malchus da'asiya. But in Eretz Yisrael, Hamshochas HaShefa, Mimalchus Da'atzilus HaMulubeshet B'Malchus Dibriyu Yitzira. The flow of Malchus Da'atzilus, which is dressed in Malchus Dibriyu Yitzira, Al Yidei Malchus Da'atzir, coming through Malchus Da'atzir, Hirak B'Derech Maivir. It's only passing through Malchus Da'atzir. It doesn't dress up. It's not called a Hamshocha HaShefa Malchus Da'atzir. And that's why the flow in Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Malchus the Yitzira, even though it goes through the Malchus of Asiya as well, but it's only B'derech Maivir. But now that we're saying that the resting of the Shechin and the Beis Hamikdash was dressed up, so Hakavona Bazeh, we're not trying to talk about that there is a lacking because it is a lower level, but here the Kavona is Rak Lahamaylo Shebehi Slapshus, only the advantage which you have to his Slapshus, the Hagilu Sheheir Beis Hamikdash, that the revelation that shined in the Beis Hamikdash kam le'achrei hislapshus be'Beis Hamikdash hoya b'mokum gashmi, even after dressing up in the Beis Hamikdash, which was a physical place, hoya le'maylo megeder mokum, it was still higher than space. It's not trying to say, oh, because it has to come, b'derech hislapshus, it has to be mitzamtzem, and it has to change according to the gashmis of the Beis Hamikdash. No. Da'gilu shev gam lachas l'Beis Hamikdash hoy l'mayla megeder mokum, it's still megeder mokum, it didn't change. So, how does it dress up then? The inyan ha'hislapshus, hu she'agilu sheloi b'Beis Hamikdash ha'gashmi hoy b'pnimis. When we're saying hislapshus is that its revelation in the Beis Hamikdash Hagashmi was an inner revelation. That means the Hashros, Hashchinu was Bipnimis. Ula Hoysif, to add, Zesh Hashros Hashchinu Beis Hamikdash, Hoyosu B'derech Hislapshus, the fact that it comes down with B'derech Hislapshus, that points to a greater oir that can come down even in Gashmis. Moira Gam Al Goyle Del Mailas Hagil She'ir Boy, that actually points to the great advantage of the revelation that shined in it. The fact that the Gilui comes down also in a physical place, the Islapshus, and still comes down also dressed up in a Pnimius, Hulifi Shahagilu Shahoi Shaheir Bebesa Migdosh, Hayagilu Bilti Mugbal, because the revelation that shined in the Beis HaMikdash was a revelation unlimited. So that's why it can come down B'derech Hislapshus in a Gashmizdike place. And that points to the greatest of the Oir. But we're not trying to say, when we talk about the opinion of the Ramban, that it was the Hashros HaShchinah, B'pnimis, it's not because it changed, it remained in its status, that it was in a beyond place. And yet, it came down in a pnimis, because it's not limited, because it's such an herbling big bull, it's not limited in not space, it can come down in space as well. After the Maimer explains at length the idea of the Shekhinah resting in the Beis HaMikdash, Mamshich b'hamaimer, so he continues b'hamaimer, the pirush midas emes, when we say midas amitis shaliv, what is the meaning, the measure of truth? K'inyan tikun, it's like the, we have the yud gimul tikun edikna, Hashem Hashem, k'drach v'chenon erach apayv rav chesed v'emes. So the word emes over there is that tikkun, that is hapondoi mesidus, that is free and without here over there. That is not the tikkune, not the dik, not the tikkune over there. It's a amipurusar, which means bligvul. That means without a limit. That means emes. Sidus means that it's already coming down to limitation through the side. But this is emes, the tikkun emes is ponimus, legal. Bezehu shedavke shem havaye hu midas amitis. And that's why, the question is, why is havaye midas amitis? This is why the name havaye is really the true measure. Midas amitis shali. Ki shem shadai shebebriya so'ilom. Because the name Shaddai, which was when the creation of the world, the lowest level, Hashem Shamarti Lo'olami Dai, Hu Shemeir Bigvul. Because I said the world sufficient that Dai, that is the signs in Gvul. Begam Shem Shaddai, and also this second Vani Bekel Avram Bekel Shaddai. The Shem Shaddai Shenizgal Lehovis. The Shem Shaddai that revealed to the forefather, Al Shem Shaddai Belakus L'chol Birya, there is sufficient in my godliness for all creation, Hu Shemeir B'Gvul. It still shines, comes down the level of Gvul. Ke Anisim Shenim Shachim Mishem Zeh, Hey Milish Boshe B'Teva, because the Nisim that come from this name of Shem Shaddai are dressed in nature. V'lochein Davke Shem Havaye, Umidas Amitis. That's why Davke, the name of Avai, is the true Amitis. L'yosu b'likvul, because it doesn't have any limitation. Mamshech b'ha-maimer, explains the maimer, continues, Shegam kol ha-shem is heim emes. Really, all names are true. Elasha Avaye hu emes l'amite. But Avaye is the truth of truth. So they're all the level of emes. We're not saying that those are not emes, but the emes la mitoi, because it's really gvul, bligvul. Tes. Ubiur hashaiches dishtei hadeyes ba'ifan hashroas hashchinu bebeis hamikdosh. So now we need to explain, what's the connection? We brought down the two opinions, how the Shechina rested in the Beis HaMikdash, whether b'derech Hislapshus or b'derech Maivir, l'habiyur, to the explanation, Davke Shem Havaye hu midas amitis, that only Shem Havaye is really the true measure, the Bidivu. Yesh Leimar, So we can say the nekuda sachiluk d'shtei hadeyas hi. What's the point of the difference of these two opinions? Inyan hi ha'islapshus. The concept to dress up, the islapshus bichlal hi yirida. When we talk about the concept, the idea of dressing up generally is a descent. The one that dresses up in the garment restricts and changes according to the way of the garment. And therefore, that's a Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is Shashros Ashkina Bebesa Migdosh. He says that the way the Shekhinah rested in the Beis HaMikdash, it passes through only, because it does not apply, we cannot possibly say, by godliness, that it restricted and it changed, it becomes defined, now it becomes in a physical place. V'das Ramban, on the other hand, v'cheinu achros teres hachasidus, the opinion of the Ramban, which is also the decision of the teaching of Chasidus, the zeh shasros hashchina bebeis hamikdash hoyso bederech islapshus, that the fact that the Shekhinah rested in the Beis HaMikdash in a way that it dressed up, ain't a yirido, it's not really a descent, el adrab, it's not a descent to come down begashmis. But on the contrary, al yidei she'oir nimshachu mislabish b'mokum gashmi, through the oir extending and dressing up in the physical place, al yidei zen nisgala she'oir bilti mugbol. That's the way it's revealed that this oir has no limit. Kinal sifches, as we said before in sifches, that it's not defined by gashmis and not gashmis. It comes down even in the gashmis. Yeshloimar. So we can say the Zeshe maybe Bahamaimer Gam Dasa Rambam. He also brings, he entertains the opinion also of the Rambam. I mean, even though he Chasidus decides that it's Derech Islapshus, so why does he bring down Umoysiv Sham? A lot of credence by saying this is also the opinion of Rav Sadia Goin, the Radak Void, who keep behind his lapshus, Shebebeis HaMikdash, Hoyu Shnei Inyorim. That Taka in the dressing up in the Beis HaMikdash were two aspects. The Bechit Soinius in the external matters, Hahis Lapshus. Gam ha'i slapshu the Beis HaMikdash yirida v'tzimtzum, the dressing up, and also dressing up in the Beis HaMikdash yirida v'tzimtzum, like the Rambam says, we can't say that it descended. Ha'i soy d'shitus ha'Rambam, that's the basis of the view of the Rambam. However, u'bipnimius, but in an inner, ha'i slapshu the Beis HaMikdash, dressing up Beis HaMikdash, hu'gilui amitis ha'bligvul, that's the revelation of the true unlimitedness, that he has the ability to dress up also in a physical place, which is hayisoy the shitas Ramban, the basis for the view of the Ramban. Rebbe points out, so basically on the external chitzonis it's a yerida to come from the godliness into Gashmi is to say that it came down into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the base of the Rambam's problem. It says only Maivir. But in a Pnimius, it's actually the real revelation of the real Bligvul that it can even come down with Gashmi's. And this specifically is explained in Chasidus. Lohoir, the Inyan Zesh, is Gal Lapshus, Ugila Amitis HaBligvul. This concept that his slapshus is really the true revelation of Bligvul, Nisbayir B'Toris HaChasidus Davka, this has been explained in the teaching of Chasidus. Lifi Shepnimius HaToiro Megalis hapnimish becholinya, because the inner part of Torah reveals the inside aspect of every matter. So now that we're saying that they're both true, real in essence, also the yesh leimar the ma'atayim im shemevi ba'amaymer beis hadeis. Boy, for nashros hashchinah beis hamikdash, the reason why he brings down the two opinions, the way the shchinah is resting in beis hamikdash, ularam is to hint to us shal derech zehu gam benegeya li slapshus hanisim beteva. That similarly, it's also the way the nisim dress up in teva. Sheyesh bo zeh shnei ha'inyonim, we have in this the two matters. And that's the connection also between these two inyonim of the Shlosh HaShchinah and the idea of the Kel Shaddai, the Nisim B'Teva. So there's two parts when we talk about Nisim B'Teva. The way you see the idea externally is the Shoresh HaNisim HaMeluboshim B'Teva, that the root of the nisim which are dressed in teva, it's from the light, from the oir, which has a connection to the world. Shemitzad gilui zeh, from this perspective of this revelation of the oir ha'shayich lo'ilamos, yefsher li yeshinui bitla teva, cannot be a shinui, a change and a negation of nature. However, what is the inner idea of here? The al yidei slapshus anisim b'teva, when miracles dress up in nature, mizgala amitis ablikvul, that reveals to us the real, true blikvul, the fact that it comes down also in teva. The zeh she'oir ein sof. Habligvul shelamaylom yislapshus, that the anus of habligvul, which is beyond dressing up, moishel v'sholet al hateva, that dominates and it rules over nature, hu be'oifen shegam hateva atzvei nasik if you return it. It's in a way that also the teva itself listens to the ratzon of Hashem. So, it can't change because it's shaykes to the olamos, but bibnimi is, you actually all of a sudden see that within the gashmis there is nisim. And that shows you that the Ein Sof really is also a nature itself in charge, doesn't it? Elosh inyan zeh mizgala, this part of the nisim of teva, that they have the part that the nes is dominant over teva, when is it revealed? Dafke al yidei anis shelamayla mahateva, only after the miracles that are beyond nature. The lach reisha royim nisim shelamayla mahateva, after we see miracles that are beyond nature, move on, it's understood. The slapshus and nisim b'teva, who then we understand how come the nisim are in nature. It's not because nature has to be, because the nisim shelamayla mateva doesn't have to be, but to actually show that it is shoylet also on teva. After you see miracles that are beyond nature, move on, it's understood that the reason why nisim dress up in teva is it's not because they don't have the power to destroy teva, to rob teva, to take it away from teva. Elo, there really is to reveal shashlito, the Ein Sof al hateva, that the way the Ein Sof dominates the teva, he gam al hateva atzma, that teva itself does not object, and the teva itself bends itself, not because you are breaking teva, but you're showing that teva is really an extension of the Ein Sof. According to this, we can say the shame Shaddai. This that they brought down the Gilu Shem Shaddai al shame Shaddai bela kusi lechol beria, because there is sufficient my God in his all creations. Gilu chodesh shelohaya koydum gam behela. This is a new revelation that wasn't earlier, as he learned, said in the Maimer. This was something. Eira Labram, this was Kel Shaddai. Was never in the world. Kenal Siv Beis Visivei. Oh, Yagdoma. That was actually an introduction. La Gilu the Shem Avaya Shenizgalu b'Matan Torah. That was the introduction to the revelation of Shem Avaya that became revealed to Matan Torah. Not only is this a Hagdoma, the that Gilu Chodesh of Kel Shaddai that the Ovis experienced to the Shem Avaya that will be later on, but actually, even then, by the Ovis Bipnimius, we already have it. That this Hamshoch as a Gilu the Kel Shaddai Shem Shich Ovis. The Hamshoch of the revelation of Kel Shaddai that the Ovis brought down, he Hamshoch as Hagilu the Shem Avaya. That's actually also the Hamshoch as Hagilu the Shem Avaya is also there. Ki Bipnimi is because in the inner Gama Nisim Ham Luboshim Beteva, also those Nisim that are dressed in Teva, Shoydash Hamshochosumu Ma'irin Sof Shalomailum Mishaychus Loilomas. The root from where they come from is from the Eirin Sof, which is beyond having a connection to the Loilomas, which is the Shem Avaya. Elo, so what's the difference? Then Shamshoch Hashem Avaya Oz in the time of the Oves, Shamshoch Oz Hoysum Lubeshes Bashem Kel Shaddai. Then it was dressed in the Kel Shaddai, so the Shem Avaya was in the Kel Shaddai. Matan Torah, but at Matan Torah Shenim Shachagilu the Shem Avaya. When the revelation of Shem Avaya was revealed, Nizgala Oz, then it was revealed Shazo Gam Apnimius. Then it was revealed that this was Take, the Pnimius of the Gil of Kel Shaddai that came through the Ovis. Now we can see that they were Take Mamshech also the Shem Avaya. Similar to what we said before. Nisim Shalomayla Mahateva. After we see miracles that are beyond Teva, we see also that this is the Pnimius of the miracles that dress up in the Teva. And we're saying, that they also had the Shem Avaya. It was hidden. I wasn't recognized that this is the Midas Emes, but it was real the Shem Avaya. So they too had already the Shem Avaya then as well. So the Hamshocher, Kel Shaddai, the Nisim HaMeluboshim B'Teva, Shodesh is also from the Oir, which is Bechlal higher than Shaychus L'Ha'olamos. When is it, that's Bepnimius, but when is it revealed by Matan Torah? Similarly, like we said before, that when you have Nisim L'Mayil Ma'ateva, you can tell that these are the Nisim, that Melboshim B'Teva are also rooted in L'Mayil Ma'ateva. When could we tell about that the Shmi Havaya in Kel Shaddai? We can't tell that until Matan Torah. Then we reveal that also in the Shem Shaddai, because Kel Shaddai is also Bipnimi, is it's still the Shem Havaya. Yud. Ba'imek Yoser Yesh Loimar. Deeper, we can say. Here we're talking about the Shem Shaddai, the way it's by the Ovis. But even in Bria Sa'ilam, we can say, is also hidden the name Shem Havaya over there as well. Shalderach zeh gam benegeya l'shem Shaddai shebibriyas ha'olam. Even in the name Shaddai, which is in the creation of the world, al shem shamarti l'olam idai, that I said to my world sufficient. The kivon shehakavone v'atachli shel hamedida v'agbola d'olam. Since the intent and the goal of the limitation, the measure and limitation of the world, shamarti l'olam idai, that I said to my world, enough, dai, who shall yidei ha'avoido the Torah mitzvahs, that through the service of Torah mitzvahs, yum shech behagvul, this should extend in the limitation, gilui habligvul, the revelation of the bligvul, the shame Shaddai al both them. How is the bligvul? A the shame Shaddai al shame Shaddai belakusi luchol biria, sufficient belakusi luchol biria, that level of bligvul, vaideza bligvul the shem avaya, till getting also the bligvul shem avaya. Lochein, and therefore ha'inyan the shamarti l'olam midai b'pnimis. Therefore, in the pnimis, when I say l'amati dai, the level of limitation b'pnimis who in inner sheyi b'gvul gilu habligvul, so that in the gvul there should be the revelation of the bligvul in when creating the gvul. The yeshloimar, we can say the zeu shekol hashemis hememis. This is all the names of emes. Kinyonim shall call Hashemis, because the idea of all the names. Gam the shame Shaddai shamarti loylomidai. The level of limitation. The Shaddai shamarti loylomidai, which at the time of creation of the world. The gam the shame elikim bigamatri hateva and also elikim, which is limitation hateva, same numerical value as elikim. Usheyia hagilui de'emes havaya is in order to be the revelation of Havaya. Elosha hashaychus the shem Shaddai shebibriyas ha'olam lagilui de'havaya. The connection of the shem Shaddai that was in creation of the world to the revelation of Havaya is shehakavone bozeh shamarti lo'olam idai. That what is the intent for saying l'madai v'deshiyir by gilu abligvul, so that there should be a revelation of abligvul. Avol bepoyel, but in actuality, ha'inyin d'amarti l'olam adai hu l'hagbil. What does amarta do? It limits l'halam abligvul to hide abligvul. V'ashaychus d'shem shadash in izgala l'ha'ovis l'hagilu d'shem havaya, and that connection, however, is shos huschol bepoyel gilu abligvul d'havaya, then started actuality, the gilu bligvul shem avavaya. V'rak, shoz adayin lo nikarti b'midas amitis sheli, I have not been recognized yet. Not recognized yet, it's still not. That came later on by Matan Torah, that came through Moshe Rabbeinu. But already started the gilu from the bligvul. Yudalef, mihinei. Gilui hapnimius da hanisim hamulaboshim beteva. The revelation of the pnimius of the miracles addressed in Teva, she slapshes he kai dezem is gala mitis habligvul. We said before it dresses up because that way the true bligvul is revealed, that it comes down even in gashmis kinal siftas. This is mainly going to come revealed in the future to come. The Aksh of right now, Hagvul Shenimshach Mishem Shaddai. The Gvul that comes from the name Shaddai, Al Shem Shamarti Loilomidai, because I said the world sufficient. That level of Gvul, Vabligvul Shenimshach Mishem Havaya, and the Bligvul that comes from Havaya, Mishneim Yonim Hafchim, they're two opposite matters. Belochein, Mokum Leimar is place to say the Zesh Yeshnu Nisim Al Boshim B'Teva. Why is there miracles that are dressed in Teva Uliv Shem Nisim Eilu? And those miracles Nishar Adayin Agvul. There is still left over that limitation. Shenimshach mizeh shomarti loy lo midai, that is comes from the fact that Hashem said sufficient dagbola shemailim al habligbul davaya, which blocks on the unlimited avaya. Avolosid lovoy. But in the future to come, when the gvul will no longer block the bligvul, then you will feel openly the slapshus anisim b'tavahi. You'll feel that the dressing up of the miracles b'tavahi, not because it's mailin the bligvul, but it reveals the bligvul, the true bligvul, because it comes down even into the gashmis. V'zehu le'nikarti lahem b'midas amitis sheli. I have not been recognized with the true measure of mine. Shagilu d'shem avaya achshav hu midas amitis. The revelation of now is midas amitis, still a measure. Midam loshem medida v'agbola comes from the loshen of measure and limitation. Shabligvul dahagvaya, the bligvul of is mukbo being abligvul. It's limited in being unlimited. Vagilui dahavaya sheyir losid lovoi, but the revelation of that is going to be in the future to come. Yir lamaylam medida, lamaylam medida. It's not going to be midas hamitis, but it's going to be bab midas kenal sivalov. Keoz gam behagvul. Because then also in the Gvul there will be the revelation of the Bligvul, because you will recognize that that is the really the ability to come down even in Gvul. As the Pasuk says, the glory of Hashem will be revealed all flesh, also the physical flesh. Yira Hagilui the Kvod Havaya will see the revelation of the glory, the honor of Hashem Bebiyas Mashiach Tzidkeinu B'Korav Mamash, with the coming of the righteous Mashiach very soon.